Do you like jamming with your friends? Do you like playing antakshari? It's just plain and simple singing that you enjoy. Not the full songs, but some of the popular ones. If that's the case, you're bound to like Scoop Hoop Cafe. Let's discuss it in today's episode of Entertainment Cube Podcast. Hey, so when we go out, we are sitting around on campfire, we are going at friend's place, sitting at college. So many times in our college period, we've done that jamming just with a simple guitar where the person is playing on three or four chords, the tune, and you keep on singing, and we keep on transitioning from one song to the other song to the other song and to the other song. That's something I really love. And at times we kind of come up or think of a theme, and that really adds to the entire excitement. We as individuals, and many a times I've seen that being executed very well, of kind of clubbing things, combining things together under different themes, and that's something we are able to associate with. So we just had Ganpati, and clearly there are so many compilations, albums that come out during that time. Navratri is coming close, so clearly there would be more and more film and movie songs around it, and other albums that would come out from Falguni Pathak and others. Similar is the case with Holi. So clearly there are more and more songs. These are some of the popular Indian festivals. Similar way, you will see theme-based songs coming out and compilations being very, very popular. Some of the books that we have seen around the top 20 XYZ, and those are really becoming popular too. So, coming back to the music that we are discussing today. Scoop Hoop came up with this concept of Scoop Hoop Cafe. And it has become really popular. As of now, they've had 7 episodes of that on different themes. And I quite like it. I quite enjoy that. Mainly because 2 guys sitting, playing a guitar and singing those songs around the theme that they have picked up. It's quite engaging. So the kind of themes that they had is 60 years of Bollywood, 25 years of SRK, 20 years of indie pop, 20 years of Kishore Kumar, then the 90s TV shows, and the latest one is the 20 years of friendship. So I will put the link in the description, and you can go to Scoop Hoop's video channel on YouTube to listen to the series. But the best part I like about this entire thing is the simplicity. You clearly have no fluff. While they do have a setup, like the latest one is set up in a college campus. The first one where they started, they're sitting right at the cafe, 2 guys and just the guitar and 2 tables. And that's about it. No more jazz added to it. They've kind of added more lights and stuff. But beyond that, it's the music, the plain, simple, raw jamming feeling that I got from this entire series. And that is what bringing me back or getting me to go and listen to it over and over again. I would really love to know what is your thought about it, and clearly would like to listen to your reviews or know your reviews, so please put that in the comments. Another one that I recently heard, and I'm not going to do a separate podcast on that, is by The Comedy Factory. And yeah, you may be thinking, what has Comedy Factory to do with the singing part? So Comedy Factory, for me, has been very unique. These guys are enjoying every bit of what they do. They've done so many different concepts. So I find them different from the standard stand-up comedy collectives like EIC or SNG or AIB for that matter, and many more. The Comedy Factory, which is primarily led by Manan Desai, they've ventured into so many things. And maybe I have a limited view to the other comedy collectives, but what I really enjoyed recently about them is the Garba Shuffle that they did. I will put the link to that also, and you clearly see how much fun they are having with that, with singing the whole medley of songs once again, played just on the guitar and performed by these talented stand-up guys. You do see Manan infusing his personality in the entire thing. So yeah, really, really loved it. Thank you, Manan, for whatever you are doing. So guys, all big recommendation for listening to the Scoop Hoop Cafe series. And I really love the Comedy Factory channel. So if you enjoyed too, we can go ahead and subscribe to that. So that's for today. Would really love to hear your views, how you find the Scoop Hoop Cafe series. And if there are any such concepts that you have heard on the internet, please share with me. And if you like this episode, please share, comment, and subscribe. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.